That's what Rocky Erickson sounds like. Hey, everybody, the time is 6:01 p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you very much to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds, an all-Beatle edition, because John Lennon is 70 years old today. Happy birthday wherever you are. The Mascot Wedding Show is coming up right after School of Seven Bells. Microphone one.
Microphone two.
Microphone to be continued.
We'll hold off on that. I feel kind of quiet.
Yeah, you're fine. Shut up. The time is 6:06 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is a show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime, work with me, microphone. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. And the phone number is 472-5667. If you like letters, it is 472-K-O-O-P. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. So quit your crying. Hey, David, how are you doing?
I am doing okay. A little frazzled today. Been running around doing some stuff. I missed the opening weekend of Life as We Know It, and I'm a little bummed out about that.
That might be out of theaters pretty quick, so you exactly. Actually, you know, knowing that, it probably won't be.
It's like a falling star. I gotta catch it while I can.
Yep. Hey, what are we here to start off the show with?
Excellent question. Rip.
I'm glad I asked it.
Seriously, my goodness. Oh, boop-de-boop. From their Disconnect from Desire album that came out this year, 2010. We're in the future now. That was School of Seven Bells with Windstorm. School of Seven Bells playing tonight at Mohawk. So if you like that, get a whole damn hour of it.
Is that an ACL after show?
No.
Just playing?
Yeah, just playing.
You know, you might be thinking, it is ACL weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know our audience today is probably smaller than what it usually is because they're grooving out to whoever's on stage.
Slightly stupid, I think.
Yeah.
Today.
Maybe the Verve Pipe over at the Austin Kitty Limits.
That's what I was going to do.
And you might be thinking, well, you know, if we're going to have less listeners, Mac and David might turn in. They might, you know, take the show off a little bit.
Right. We might have put the show in a big novelty envelope and mailed it in.
Yeah, not giving the best effort. But I'm checking my watch right now, David. Is this right?
I think so.
Time right?
Can I get a verification on that?
Is the big hand on the W?
That's right, because it's winning time.
That's winning time. Not only are we not doing a mail-in show, we're turning up a notch. We're doing an awesome show.
Yes.
Sorry. We're doing a show where
that's right, John C. Reilly.
Can't think of more adjectives. Yeah, no.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. Thanks, Dr. Steve Brule. But yeah, we decided to do, instead of going down, to bring it up. So we got a special live in-studio guest. Ladies and gentlemen, creative force, local filmmaker, comedian, Carrie Lindo.
Yay!
Hello!
Joining us live in studio. How's it going, I was with CL. I know how to spell your name. How's it going, KL?
It's going pretty good, MB.
Oh.
I want one.
What was his name?
I don't know.
Come on.
He's on the radio. We should know this.
Yes.
DS.
All right. Hey, Carrie. Thanks for coming.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Our pleasure.
Speaking of DS, I got to get a new phone. You know why?
And instead, you're going to get a Nintendo DS.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I'll explain why.
I keep holding it up to my ear and I get nothing.
Hold on. It's coming.
All right.
Because my alarm in this phone is terrible. Because when it goes off in the morning, it's got two buttons. And one says snooze. And that's the first button, which should not be the first button.
Right.
And the second, we already got a phone call.
Jeez.
Oh, and it disappeared. Jeez. Call back. 472-5667.
Look, I wasn't really making fun of Rocky Erickson.
They hit snooze on that phone call.
Oh.
You can snooze on this radio show to your peril. By the way, I saw that not by looking at anything on our board, by catching the reflection in the mirror. This board has failed us. But so it's got snooze, and the other button is dismiss.
Hmm.
So I'm sleepy. I'm just woken up. And I'm like, why is there a loud noise? Like, I'm always confused.
Right.
And I look at my phone, and it's like I have to choose between, I'm looking for off or, stop. But instead, it's like, S, stop. Yes, I'll press that. Or dismissed? That's the best thing to do?
Mac, if I may, I don't want to criticize you or your lifestyle. I'm just going to throw this out at you.
Yeah.
Maybe your touch phone isn't the best place to have some sort of alarm. Maybe some sort of
clock.
Nah, man,
I'm all for the cell phone alarm.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like when you're getting a new cell phone, you should look for one where you can set the length of the snooze, because mine doesn't currently have that, and it's really annoying. It's okay. Nice for me, the individual, to set how long I want to snooze and not just automatically be 4 minutes.
Okay, we're talking about phones, right? The things that you call people up on. This is the
feature. They're multifunctional devices.
That's true.
You know, when Apple had that commercial and the guy's like, I'm carrying around in my pockets at all times. I got my camera, I got my iPod, I got my phone. It's just too much room for my pockets. iPod, I got one thing. I'm like, I don't carry around, or excuse me, the iPhone, I got one thing. It's like, I don't carry around my iPod or a camera at all times.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and I've been saying this for a while. If the phone is also my keys and wallet, that'd be great. But if it's also my alarm clock, that's amazing. Plus, it's more often than not also a flashlight.
My jacket's so big from carrying around this alarm clock and this wall calendar. Oh, thank God I got the iPhone now.
Someone suggested there's a alarm clock app for my phone. So you know what? I'll look that up and update you next show.
God, don't go down the rabbit hole on this one.
Except we won't be here next week.
Oh, that's right.
Because we're going to be co-hosting. Oh, yeah, we'll be hosting. Co-hosting. Just
no, it's going to be all us.
Co-ops War of the Weekend benefit at Club DeVille, which you should go to.
That's right.
Because all proceeds go to co-op, and you can check out. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Oh, cough, cough.
How are you, Mac?
I'm pretty good, but let's talk to Carrie for a little bit.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Never mind. That's fine.
How are you? Why? How are you, David?
No, we already did this.
Yeah, exactly. So, Carrie, you're doing some comedy right now. Mm-hmm. You have a set tonight.
Yeah, I'll be doing some stand up at Cap City.
You're opening for who?
Daniel Kino.
And where have I seen him?
He's been on the Carson Daly Show.
Hey, Carson Daly.
You may or may not watch.
I do watch it. It's really good.
He's been at Montreal Just for Laughs.
Hey, and what do you think? It's pretty funny. Is it worth my
time? Yeah, you should check it out. It's a dynamic duo. A dynamite duo is what I meant to say.
Yeah, because...
But we're dynamic also.
We have to pay copyright for that.
And that, is, dynamic duo. That is tonight at Cap City. What time?
8 and 10:30.
Oh, does the 10:30 show get a little blue?
If that's what the audience wants.
Here we go.
I just feed off their energy, you know.
So if you're like, hey, how's it going? And they get up there and they're like, you know, dirty stuff. Dirty stuff.
There was somebody last night who, instead of laughing, would bark like a dog.
Huh. All
which
right.
At first I thought it was a person, and then after a few times I'm like, oh, that's obviously a dog outside. But it wasn't. Oh. It was a person.
Oh
hey.
It turned out.
That story had everything.
Were you able to track this person down and find out why they were barking?
No, you normally don't even want to open up that can of worms of why someone's barking.
Well, no,
it's more of a person you don't want to meet and talk to later.
True, yes.
I love that mentality of like, I'm part of the show now. Like, oh man, I saw the show last night. Carrie Lando killed it. That guy, Daniel Kino, awesome. But dude, barking guy.
Yeah.
He's the best.
BG.
Oh.
That's my guy right there.
That's right. And you also got some, I wrote these down.
Ooh.
October 15th and 16th, it's you, Dave Evans, and J.R. Brow.
Yes.
At the Velveeta Room. That's right. And also this Monday, Puff Puff Laugh.
At a new venue.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's no longer on the drag?
No, it's down south.
Where is it?
South Congress at a different head shop.
Okay, but
by
it's
that Amy's Ice Cream down south, you know?
Oh, sure.
Or not the one in... there's two on South Congress. I don't know why they have two on South Congress.
Wait, when's...
The one further down South Congress.
Where's that one?
It's like an actual store you go in. It's kind of a few blocks past the store.
Yeah.
This one.
It's like by St. Ed's right down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it's kind of more towards St. Ed's.
Oh, next to
kind of South
Expose.
Garden District.
Are you getting paid for that show, or are you just getting paid in, like, secondhand smoke?
We're getting paid in keg tickets. Yeah. For real.
No heavy handshake?
What does that mean?
You know, when someone passes you
keg
tickets. But she answered my question.
Nice.
Jeez.
I think the Puff Puff Laugh is the one we should be focusing on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's the one career-wise I should be focusing on. Exactly.
You seem the most proud of that one. That's your life's work.
By the way, I had to wrangle these up from different sources. Where's CarrieLindo.com?
Do people still have websites? I feel like Facebook and MySpace. Some people do.
Your MySpace.
I feel stupid making myself my own website.
Tell you what, we'll make your
website. I do have a blog.
What's your blog?
Oh, that's right. You do.
it's a Tyra's Wig. Tyra's Wigs. It's an American Next Tumblr blog.
You know
blog.
What? I saw you, you posted like new episode of edition of Tyra's Wigs, and it had some like, those like kind of little cookies.
Fried Oreos.
Yeah. Mm. And I saw that and I was like, I don't know what that is.
Well, that's why you got to read to find out. But it obviously didn't intrigue you enough to figure out why there were fried Oreos.
Well, I was like, Tyra, I don't know what that is. I didn't know there were fried Oreos. I thought those were those things that, like, my sister used to make them. Never
oh,
mind.
The I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. My fridge was full of them forever.
Right.
Yes. Anyway.
It helps if you're inside our head, but you're not right now.
Yeah. Let's get back to stuff people care about. But you also have something in the Austin Film Festival coming up.
Oh, yeah. What's that? A little short called Sleep Study, made by me and John Merriman.
Mm. Funny man, John Merriman.
Uh-huh. Who there is an article in the Dallas Observer, I think today, about Zach Galifianakis, where they talk about how Zach was here last year for the film festival and sat in the back during an up-in-the-air screening, and nobody recognized him. And it was John Merriman. It wasn't Zach Galifianakis. But I love the reporter was like, you know, The Hangover was out, but, you know, he's still pretty inconspicuous.
That's awesome. Is that why he shaved his beard, John Merriman?
What?
John Merriman is like clean shaven now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's for a movie role.
Oh.
The beard will be back. Shooting, I
did,
believe.
Did they need a best friend in that movie?
A budget Galifianakis.
They did.
Wasn't going to say, though, but...
But, yeah, film festival.
And when is that?
Is it the Friday and Sunday the 25th? Is Friday the 25th?
Friday is the
22nd. The 22nd and 24th,
there you go.
20, I think.
Yes.
It is screening Friday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Friday at the Convention Center, Sunday at Alamo Ritz.
So is in competition, out of competition?
I think it's technically out of competition, but I'm not sure what all the awards are for. I mean, I think all of them could be for audience awards,
right.
So technically it is. I don't know what else it's eligible for.
Would you care to give us a brief description of
It's about a woman, me, who has trouble sleeping. So she goes, sees a sleep doctor, and they set up a sleep cam to see what she does during the night. And then Goofball City.
Hey! Cue Goofball City music.
There's
David.
A lot of...
I got freeze frame.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of Austin comics in it. There's a lot of people in it.
Sure.
So
sweet.
You probably know, everyone probably knows somebody in it.
Would you call it a who's who of Austin comedy?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people got cut out from it, so I shouldn't be.
So it's a where am I of Austin comedy?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that now, you previous winner of Austin's Funniest Filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Did that grease the wheels of getting this thing in there? Did you have to still jump through a lot of hoops?
I don't think there are a lot of hoops for the Austin Film Festival.
I don't know.
Did someone sign it for you?
I like to think that we got on just because it was so awesome.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Not because of anything else.
They treated you like a normal person.
I think so.
They didn't show you the respect you deserve is what you're saying. Can we send this to the Austin Film Festival?
Yeah, exactly.
Film Festival didn't show me the respect I deserve, quote Carrie Lindo.
Yeah.
They were very kind. With their deadlines, let's say that. With our inability to meet deadlines.
Good to know.
I will say that.
But I don't want to make them look bad.
No. Look, this is the ACL edition. Nobody's listening, so it's fine. You can say whatever you want.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I'm sure I put this on my Facebook. I'm sure a lot of people are listening.
Oh.
Yeah, you texted me last night. You're like, hey, I'm still, am I still a guest on the show? And I texted back. I was like, yeah, you better be. I already posted about
this.
Well,
we hadn't talked about it since
the original thing. But
I didn't know what time to come. It's more of a gateway into the details of what I need.
Once something is said on the internet, people hold that accountable.
It's the gospel.
Yeah. Okay. So that happens. But you're right. I'm a poor follower-upper.
I'm just enjoying the dynamic between you two. Because we did this last time.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
Yeah.
Yes. There was a solo interview.
The other time you called in, like, my headphones weren't working.
That's right.
And so I basically, like, I just got here to hear this for a while. David was like, hello. Oh, Carrie Lindo. What's going on? An improv thing. Trying to raise money for Look Cookie. Where is it? Art Authority. Like, that was it.
Yes, it was like I was doing the phone part of like a 1940s movie. It's like, what's that, doctor? You don't say. A baby? Yeah, so.
Eaten by a cougar. What a scoop. Are you still doing? You're not doing improv anymore.
I do it sometimes, not probably as frequently as I used to.
How come? Not enough room in the schedule? You were...
There's a lot more people in this town doing improv than when I first started. I'd say at least 3 times, if not 4 times as many people when I started. So it makes it a little more tough.
This town's improv crazy, says Carrie Lindo, quote unquote.
You really should stop quoting her for stuff she didn't say.
Well, I feel like she didn't disagree with me. It's sort of, you know...
I did.
Tacitly
I did.
Approves the quote.
Did improv a couple weeks ago, so in your face.
Oh, that is in our I don't face. Know why that had to happen.
Creative and you did force. Sketch last week. Which
oh, I did.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Cold Town Theater, which is having a fundraising effort right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, if you like Cold Town Theater and you want to help the move to a better space, you might consider going to coldtown.com. That's right. Town, T-O-W-N-E, and they have some information about... a Kickstarter campaign that's they're right. doing. And they're not like a Kickstarter camp. I saw somebody that day and was like, help me raise $50 to do something. And I'm like, just get it. Duh.
Yeah, I'm
sell
surprised.
Some CDs.
I'm kind of an idiot. I'm surprised I haven't tried to do a Kickstarter yet. And in fact, that's what my weekend project is. I need to think of a good Kickstarter.
Good Kickstarter?
Yeah.
But yeah, and so they had a Cold Town had a 24-hour sketch challenge. And this is a, I really wanted to see this because this on paper sounded nutty. But it was you. The fabulous Martha Kelly, super funny Maggie May, and one of my favorite comedians, LaShonda Lester,
yes,
who always puts me in a good mood.
Yes. Smile on my damn face.
I know. I've seen like crowds be like real not so into the show, and then LaShonda come on, and then everyone's like in a real good mood.
Yeah.
Just talking about stealing some meat.
Like she's a great addition to the Austin scene.
That's right. But and you guys were Four Hole Punch, which I don't want to get into that name.
It was actually a really long name, which I don't remember. And like specifically wanted to be like the extra long name, but we never put forth the effort to communicate that.
I did not see your name in the winner's circle. How did that go? Why?
I don't know how that went. It might have had something to do with us. A lot of setbacks to working on the actual sketch show. But I
Such
thought our
as?
Sketch show, let's not.
Okay, fair enough.
Let's just say we put in a good 3 hours on Saturday.
I see.
And maybe I was waiting at Epoch for an hour and a half by myself. But it was a busy weekend. But I thought our sketch show was pretty good. Pretty awesome.
Did you tape it?
We did tape it.
Where would someone find
it wasn't really a sketch show. It was one long sketch that was like a telethon. We thought we had to raise $25,000 in 22 minutes.
How long was your sketch show? How long did it last?
I think it lasted like 22 minutes on the film. 22, 23 minutes.
Okay. We should, and I'll be honest with you, out of that group of four, I was most interested in Martha Kelly.
Yes.
She's the, I love Martha, not enthusiastic about a lot of things.
Yes. She,
Is she listening?
I would like to see her in a telethon setting, actually. Yeah. That would be perfect.
She, at one point during the sketch show, gets really nervous, runs away, hits her head, and doesn't know who she is, and thinks she's Geraldine Lewis, Jerry Lewis's sister.
Was that part of the sketch show, or did that just actually happen?
Yeah.
That was 50-50. Okay.
decided to let her go.
That was a sketch.
She was like, writing, can you write in a part where I run away? What are your plans for this tape?
Not to show it to people. I wanted to edit it down to the highlights because I think there were some good parts. Albert M also did a part in it.
Oh, nice. Okay, great.
He was the big Hollywood exec in the audience watching us. Came in with sunglasses on.
He is dressed like that most times.
Yes. And he at the very end presented us with an oversized check for $40.
Oh, perfect.
Nice. You should let us give that away as a premium next pleasure ride.
Yes. Yes, we should.
Exclusive Four Hole Punch. Do you think there's any more full?
they could say they knew you win.
Is there any more full Four Hole Punch in the future?
I think there will be because we all had a super fun time working together. Yeah. Would love to do a more prepared show.
Yeah, yeah.
But nothing particular, but it was definitely a blast.
If you guys do a show, you could let Mascot Wedding open. We could just take some phone calls ahead of you. And just,
I can complain about blog comments I've seen.
We can read the songs we just played.
Yes.
And then play some co-op promos. In fact, we should do that right now.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's take a break. We're going to listen to some music and then more Mascot Wedding Show with special guest Carrie Lindo. But first, here is Wolfgang with Lions in a Cage.
Lions in Cages.
Lions in Cages. Sorry, there was an S. More Matt's Good Winning Show after this. Back.
Back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David.
My name is Mac. And special in studio guest,
Carrie Lendo.
That's right. Comedian.
Is that a flattering term? Are you happy with that one?
I guess if I had to choose, I'd pick just comedian.
Okay.
But I'm not like...
What about funny lady?
I'm funny, sure. Funny girl.
Yeah. This girl's the tops in my book.
Somebody came up to me. I love backhanded compliments. And they were like, last night's show. And they said, I hate female comics, but I liked you. And it's just like, oh, well, thanks for insulting my gender.
Awesome, yeah.
I feel awesome now.
Thank you. Thanks, jerk. Yes. And you were also a theatrical director. How would you put that on? Or how would you, if you're going to put that on your resume, is what I meant.
Oh, yeah, director.
Director. Because you had that awesome 69 love scenes.
Yeah.
Which was one of the most fun things I've seen on stage.
Come back in July at full. That was just a workshop.
That was just a workshop, yeah.
You didn't even know what you're in for.
You should check that out if you're into fun times at theater. And this is kind of a backhanded compliment, too. Because whenever I see a lot of stuff on the Austin stage, it does have... I don't know. Sometimes I'm like... I get a little tired at the end, or I feel like it runs long. That happens from time to time, but not once that happened during 69 love scenes. I was because it's it's different segments.
Because nothing's longer than 5 minutes. Well,
it was
perfect for Mac.
Yeah. Well, every time it was over, I was like, "What? That's it?" Like I didn't see the first. I saw disc 2 and disc 3,
mm-hmm.
and right. Both nights when it was over, I was like, "What? That's it?" I mean, well, disc 3 definitely had a definite ending, but time wise, I was like. I wasn't sick of this. I could stand for more of it.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Congratulations. hey, real quick. I was watching TV and something happened which made me get happy like it's like when your friend, you catch him in a lie or something like that or her in a lie and you're like, oh, what? Oh, that's not the case. Bertolli is doing this really stupid, they're like a pasta.
Right, yeah, I got it.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sauce too,
And it's like this thing, it's like the heart of Italy, because that's like Bertolli's campaign, is they were like, and of course their campaign is like, once again, like Italian people are like passionate stereotypes, like in Italian, you gotta eat the food, like, that's all they show, and it's like if I was Italian, I'd be like, oh, that's us all right, thanks jerks.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is they're sending three celebrities around Italy to like sample their food and have a little adventure, have their own little Eat, Pray, Love.
Oh, thank God. Thank God we're helping celebrities out after all this time.
But they got Marissa Tomei, Rocco DiSpirito, and another guy, Dan Cortez.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean Dan Cortez?
That's what I'm talking about. That's the thing. I'm watching it and they're like, actress Marissa Tomei, celebrity chef Rocco DiSpirito, and Dan Cortez.
What is Rocco from? I don't know.
He had a show, he's had a couple like reality TV shows about him.
I think I know him myself.
He was that guy that like had that restaurant where like they wore the big belt buckles on a show on Fox or something, and it was awful.
Oh, America's Worst Kitchens or something like that?
No, I think. Don't quote me on that. I think Kitchen Confidential might have been based on, I don't know, actually.
I'm too busy watching real reality shows like America's Next Top Model.
Or like Real World.
Yes.
Yeah. Stop being good around Las Vegas.
But before we get there, that's a whole show.
That's a tangent in itself.
If you want to do a podcast of
that. Hold me back.
Yeah, but Dan Cortese.
Yeah.
You can't decide after all this time of being Dan Cortez that you decided that you're Dan Cortese. When I heard that, I was like, that's so awful. What a lying scumbag. Like, the fact that he's like, I'm, what's that Italian food company? You're paying me money? Then my name is what you say it is.
He might not be so much a lying scumbag as a broke, desperate man.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, and you know what is funny is they listed Marissa Tomei as an actress and, chef Rocco DiSpirito, and then... But Dan Cortese, he was listed as TV personality.
Yeah.
It's nice to know he's still okay. There was a period where he was just
good looking for hire for the longest time, and now I guess he goes to eat pasta.
But Marissa Tomei's like, I won an Oscar, and he's like, I hosted MTV Sports. It's like, wow, okay.
And Burger King ads.
He was in it?
Yeah.
He's like, I was in the failed remake of Route 66.
Oh, was he really?
And I think he was a bit player in Veronica's Closet too. But I didn't look up his IMDb page.
Oh, that's
just
right,
memory.
He was.
It's just memory.
You know what, though? At least we know him and not Rocco Desperte or whatever.
I knew him. You might know him. Yeah,
he makes food hot for a living.
He's got kind of a...
not a big deal. I can do that.
Yeah.
In the end, Marissa Tomei is the one who loses.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is she gaining out of this?
She's gaining a free trip to Italy and lots of good food. So and money. So.
And maybe a little Dan Cortese.
Yo. Hey. Let's not...
Mangia.
I feel like we might get sued.
Huh?
Stop it.
All right.
So you had something you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, speaking of food. And I tried to look this up on the news station where I saw it, but it didn't come up. They took their video down. But I was watching, I don't want to say which news it was, but it was on the Fox channel. It was their nightly news. There, I just said it. And they were doing a story about how Frito-Lay is they're pulling their Sun Chips bags from the shelves because people were complaining about how loud they were. Here's the thing about those bags. There was this new design that they had to make them 100% compostable. Like, they can just disappear into the... yeah, exactly. Like, they're good for the earth.
I'd say that's a step in the right direction.
I'd say that's a great step in the right direction. How many bags of chips do I go through in a day? 3, easily. You tell me I could not hurt the earth every time I put away a bag of chips? But yeah, like there was like Facebook groups and there was like YouTube videos of people just complaining about like crumpling the bag, like, oh, and just the worst examples. It was like, oh yeah, I can't sneak chips when my roommate's sleeping. Or like, and even here's the thing about the Fox 7. It's Fox 7. Here's the thing about their news item is they were talking about the Sun Chips bags and how loud they are. And so the gal doing the news report, she was like, we wanted to find out how loud these chips really are, so we went to the Austin Public Library and crumpled. And people, saints be praised, they were complaining about how loud they were in the library. We also took this bag to the Alamo Draft House during a movie. Crumple, 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 crumple. Of course people are going to complain. Like, that doesn't prove anything. But just the fact that they're like, thank God we got rid of these chip bags. Thank God we're not saving the earth a little bit at a time anymore. Like, that really, like, upset me.
They did one on the Today Show where they had like a sound gun and they like crumpled it up right in front of the sound gun. And then they're like, let's see how it compares to the subway. But they were like, you know, a few feet away from the subway. It's like, that's not a scientific experiment. Yeah. Stands 5 feet away from the chip bag and then measure it.
Yeah, it's seriously, it's like you talk about first world problems. My chip bag is loud.
Yeah. It makes me so mad because it's just like, eat chips like a human being. Like, you can't put them in a bowl.
Yes,
you can't just like be conscious and like slowly put your hand in. It's just like, No, I have to be an animal when I eat.
Or Fox 7, don't eat chips at the library. Don't sneak your own chips into a movie theater.
Yeah, exactly.
Any chip bag would be like, what is that guy doing? That's not a normal sound.
Because, look, I'll say this in their mild defense. I bought those bags not knowing. Like, I bought them when they first came out because I like Sun Chips. And when I started to open, I was like, this is really... I brought them up earlier. It kind of sounds like a Sleigh Bells album. Like, it's just very sharp and loud and tinny.
Without anybody pointing it out that the bag was loud?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very noticeable.
It's very noticeable.
Yeah. But you know what? I got over it because I'm a damn man.
You can eat chips slowly.
Yes, exactly.
Scarf them down.
I'm not even in the middle of the Texas Chowdown. I don't have to beat a clock.
Now I kind of want to hear this bag.
I should have.
I'm currently composting one, and it's still there.
Really?
I'll keep you posted.
See, that's
I'm
a good...
composting too, actually.
Oh, are you now?
Jeez.
Where's the blog for that?
Making plays, writing blogs, composting. Yeah. When do you sleep, Carrie Lindo?
I don't.
In a big pile of compost. That doesn't make sense. Yeah, that was really stupid.
Yeah. So thanks, Earth. You won. You get to kill it a little faster.
Yeah. No, seriously. What kind of like scumbag? Like, I'm going to lead this charge.
Yeah.
They talked about it. They did like 2 separate stories on the Today Show about it.
Oh, yeah.
I was getting my tire fixed. I wasn't watching the Today Show. But it was just like, we have to talk about it a second time. There's nothing else going on.
Yeah, the hard hitting expose of the chip bag.
That is awful.
Yeah. Me again?
Yes.
Sure.
That's what that gesture means.
And now we're going to talk about the chip bag a second time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
More on the chip bag after this.
Following up on the chip bag, we heard a delightful story.
Here's Sublime with What I Got.
No, something else happened to me the other day while I was watching Fox TV. And I feel bad about it now. Let me backtrack here a little bit.
Backtrack.
So this week there was a news item that came out about a guy by the name of, I'm going to say, James Burns, a resident of Seattle, Washington, 29 years old, who started a campaign.
Oh, that's right.
To get Weezer to quit. He wanted to raise $10 million and he would give it to Weezer and the gang to get them to never play again.
Wasn't that amount tied to, like, if everyone who bought the Blue Album, Pinkerton, like, chipped in a certain amount of money, that's what it would come to?
Yeah, it's like right. $250 or something.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing. Like, I saw that story, and immediately I was like, who cares, man? Like, and I think I posed a question to you. I don't remember if I posed it to you or somebody else. But because we give Weezer a lot of grief, right? They're not great right now.
Yeah, but I still feel like maybe they are still great. I'm just older because I feel like every once in a while I catch a song and it's like super catchy and it's still super popular on the radio. So I feel like maybe it's just a band. He can, you know, write melodies. Like maybe it's just a band for teenagers.
Here's my question to you. Do we give Weezer an unfair shake because they were so great right out of the gate? Like if they were Nickelback or something writing lousy songs, we'd be like, ah, who cares about Nickelback? But that it's Weezer writing okay songs, but they're not the Blue Album or Pinkerton. We have to pay them money to quit forever.
I feel like I was mad at them for a long time and I've let it go and I've moved on.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta say, Maladroit, pretty good album.
Pretty good.
Ooh, interesting.
People forget about that one.
I liked Maladroit.
I forgot about it.
I liked the Green Album
fine. Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't love
it. Have you re-listened to it? I tried to convince myself that I liked it from many months.
Actually, the Green Album was this thing where, because I was like super into Weezer. Mm-hmm. Like I had like a Weezer shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
And whenever I saw someone else like Weezer, we would talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like now when you're at a party and someone's like, blah, 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 Wire. And you're like, the Wire.
Or when you see somebody with a Bucky shirt.
Yeah, Bucky's. Yeah,
like the Cult of Bucky's.
That's right. Don't say that. Arthur Truck, Evil Colin.
Oh, did you go to the Out Loud tour? Were you that much of a fan?
No,
you weren't a super fan.
Which tour was that?
Was that the one with Tenacious D?
That was the one right before the Green Album came out, where they only played Pinkerton and the Blue Album, and also Islands of the Sun got thrown in there. But
I saw them actually right before that at like a 101X sponsored thing, but I don't think it was. You know, it was like Cypress Hill was like the headliner of that festival.
Oh sure,
it was at Auditorium Shores.
That might have. Yeah.
I don't think it was it though.
They were promoting a Rock Superstar.
Yeah.
The big super fan tour was the Out Loud tour, and it sold out in minutes. I remember me and my friends had to go to DC because Philly and New York sold out really quickly. Mm-hmm. So we had to take like Greyhound 10 hours from State College.
So, but they played DC.
And
both
it was
those albums?
Weezer, Get Up, and Ozma.
Oh,
well,
isn't Ozma, weren't they like a Weezer cover band or something to start off with?
Maybe they might have been. They do sound a lot alike, and we've toured with them many times. That sounds, I probably would have known that 10 years ago.
Well, look, I'm not the super fan you are. I'm not as old as you are.
Why is that? That's
because she's actually younger than I am.
Okay.
I did get punched in the stomach in that show.
What?
And the wind. There was this guy, I remember it vividly, an Asian guy in a leather spike jacket who was doing the like punk show windmill thing.
Okay.
He had a mosh pit, which during Buddy Holly, which is not a punk show mosh pit song.
Of course,
yeah. So he's doing the windmill and then straight into my stomach and I just tumbled over.
By the way, hold on. Windmill? Is that like a... is that a Pennsylvania thing?
It's windmill,
buddy.
Windmill. It probably is a Pennsylvania thing. Or me talking poorly thing.
Or maybe it's just the world's lousiest food. It's some sort of windmill.
Yeah, he was doing the windmill. And he was excited, super excited about Buddy Holly.
Sure, yeah.
Was there any retribution when you got punched in the stomach?
My friend enjoyed it a lot. He laughed really hard seeing it all. I'm sure a lot of people laughed.
Well, great.
You need to tighten up that definition of friend.
Yeah. He also, I remember, went to crowd surfing Get Up Kids, so I was just by myself the majority of the concert.
Wow, crowd surfing during Get Up Kids.
Yeah.
Is there a least opportune time to crowd surf?
No, it was pretty. It was
pretty rocking.
I'm gonna stand by it.
Okay, all right.
It was
fine.
Like when crowd surfing was really fun, or maybe it still is fun, or it was when I was at an age when I thought it was really fun.
It's before Drew Brees, like not Drew Brees. Whoa, excuse me.
Before he won a Super Bowl.
No. It was before Drew Bledsoe and gang like broke that woman's neck.
What?
Do you never heard about?
No.
This? Yeah, some they were Patriots at the time, went to a show, and this woman was crowd surfing, and I think they thought it would be funny to drop her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she could walk.
Wow.
But you know what? Let me check my facts on that one first.
Yeah. I got kicked in the head once while some guy tried and failed.
Lost his tooth.
By the way, where were you going?
Really? Uh-huh. Are you going to pull it out?
No, it's cemented.
Okay, good.
How did you lose that tooth?
You know when you sometimes at a puncture when you'd like jump, the crowd would jump in unison.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And sometimes you get off beat and you jump down by someone's jumping up. And also just because like I thought it would be cool that I was like a girl in the mosh pit, but looking back that was super annoying.
What was
the
show?
Like this 18-year-old with glasses in a mosh pit, like being annoying. It's annoying.
What was the show?
I don't even remember because there were so many. It was like over time the nerve died.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I wanted
that. But I think it was at this bar in Penn State called the Crowbar.
Oh, okay. I wanted a better end of that story. Like, it was during Granddaddy or something.
It was during probably a pop punk show or something like that.
So what about the Weezer thing?
Oh, right. So about the Weezer thing. No. Hold on.
Do you want to take this?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, boy. KOOP, you're on the air.
Oh, I had a funny, not exactly stage diving, but diving into a crowd.
Hold on a second, caller. Who is this?
I'm not telling.
Okay, well then we're not going to adore you like we normally do.
Oh, for Kristen.
Kristen. That's right, Kristen.
I read this in New York Times, so hopefully it's true. When W, one of his inaugurations, I think the first.
Right.
You know, it was when he went through Washington or whatever in his limousine, like they didn't make stops and it was real, you know, protesters and, you know, all this stuff. It wasn't like cheers and stuff. So
right.
I guess the motorcade went by some sort of naval thing in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and there was like a big concrete thing, like a, you know, small pillar with a big naval flag or something on top.
Okay.
And this big crowd. So this person climbed up and managed to take down that flag. And then they hung upside down either like a black anarchy flag or maybe it was like the American flag upside down or mm-hmm. something like that. And so then, meanwhile, the, you know, suited officers, Navy officers, very seriously were trying to get this guy who was defaming the honor of naval stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like he was.
Anyway, so he dived into the crowd.
Oh.
Yeah. And so then the officers were kind of pissed when they managed to climb up there and there was nobody to get. And I guess they didn't dive after him.
Wow.
Did the crowd, move him along?
That's what I heard.
That is hilarious.
That's pretty clutch.
Stage diving, a great getaway story.
Sure. So you can take it at their reliability.
It'd be awesome if the, Secret Service agent or whoever was like following him on the crowd, like, that way, crowd. And they're like pushing him over there.
Wow, he's like the saint. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Fun to be that person.
Well, sure.
Maybe to do that. I don't know if I want to be that person.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in.
I don't want to be that person either, though I don't know what he's like.
I bet he's weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for calling in, Kristen.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.
So the conclusion of the Weezer story.
So the conclusion of the Weezer story is, in a weird way, I have to thank James Burns for putting things into perspective for me. Because earlier in the week, I had decided that I was going to start a campaign to get The Simpsons off the air. Because I am 2 weeks into the new season, and it is wretched. To the point where I think, you know what? Like, there was a time years ago where I thought, man, I don't know what my life's going to be like when The Simpsons aren't on the air. And now I'm like, man, I can't wait to be the one who destroys The Simpsons. So I was going to get like a group going. I was going to put stuff out there. But now I don't want to because, hey, that's not my call. It's not for me to say when The Simpsons should end or not.
If that actually took off, I think you'd get death threats.
Oh, totally. Yeah, the guy, the Weezer guy. And he's got a pretty, not an awful case when it's all said and done. And he got death threats.
By the way, I like the person who gives him the death threat is like so worried about this, like, oh my god, they're gonna get the money. It's the end of Weezer.
You monster. Who knows when that big donor's gonna come and then it's gonna be over 10 million.
That angel donation.
Yeah, exactly. The mysterious benefactor.
I just hope that Weezer keeps putting out albums that are Lost themed.
Yeah, that timeless quality of
I'm looking for Mr. Echo.
Oh, jeez.
12 tracks on that one.
I gotta admit, I smiled when I clicked on that link and saw what the cover was.
Oh, who didn't? That's fine.
What's that guy's name? Jorge Reyes?
Yeah, Jorge Garcia.
Yeah, Jorge Garcia. Because Hugo Reyes is his name on the show.
Yeah.
Hurley.
Hurley. The show, come on. There you go. You know what? I'm like his mom. I call him Hugo.
No need to get
flogged. Yeah, sorry. Anyway. All right. Enough lost
time. Did you say mama?
I didn't. That's what his mom calls him. Enough baby talk. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. As soon as I figure out what I'm taking a break from.
Or, you know, we can just go into... okay, let's take a break.
Let's take a break. We're zipping, we're zooming, but let's take a breather. Let's take a breather with some Raining Sound from their very awesome Too Much Guitar album. This is Drowning. More Moscow Wedding Show after this.
You know what? It's time to go.
Yeah, it is. We had too much damn show today.
We had like three topics on the table.
Yeah.
But we should get out of here with some business, folks. Hey, next weekend at Club DeVille, Co-op is doing a two-day event called War of the Weekend. War of the Weekend.
Yes.
And like each weekend show gets its own slot and we'll be sort of presenting something and we'll be hosting.
That's right. We'll be there the whole time.
On Saturday.
Yes.
So Rush will be covering our show.
The guy, not the band.
Yes, that would be terrible because I hate that band, Rush.
Yeah, Rush covers us.
All right, enough. All and right. Rush Evans from Round the Town Sounds and Off the Beetle Path will be hosting this show.
Yeah.
And if you want to come see us live, come to Club DeVille. It's $5 at the door, a lot of cool bands. All proceeds go to Co-op. And more information about that, koop.org. Thank you so much, Carrie Lindo, today.
Yes, thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, boys.
Oh, aren't you sweet.
And your dates again, you are performing tonight at Cap City, opening for the very funny Daniel Kino. Mm-hmm. And the shows are when again?
8 and 10:30.
So plenty of time to get out there. And October 15th and 16th, you're going to be with J.R. Brow and Dave Evans at the Velveeta Room. And that's 9:30, 11:30 those nights as well.
Yes.
And then the Austin Film Festival, if you want to go see Sleep Study.
Mm-hmm. 22nd and 24th.
You need to slow it down.
Yeah.
All right. Calm it down.
We're worried about you.
You guys got to speed up onto my...
Oh, okay. Well, how about this? For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook under Mascot Wedding. Anything else?
Yeah. By the way, Mascot Wedding Show podcast now available on iTunes.
What?
Yeah.
What? Get out!
Hey, folks, let's get the hell out of here with No Age off of their album. I forget the name of it. What song is this? Glitter.
Yeah.
So what's the album?
It's their single.
It's off that new album, whatever it's called.
Exactly.
More Mascot Wedding Show next week. I mean, not next week. That'll be Rush Evans. Come to the thing. Come say hi to us.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.